Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome, 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 and thank you for choosing to listen to our Black & Rose podcast, Kidder Street Noise. Before we get into this week's episode, can I please ask you to like, follow or subscribe on whichever podcast provider you are listening to this episode on. It really helps the podcast and would mean a lot to both me and Lewis. If you want to get in touch with us or you want to be a guest on the podcast, then you can reach us on Twitter at KidderSTNoise. Feel free to DM us on there or reply to any of our tweets or your questions and we will get back to you. Again, thank you for choosing to listen to our podcast. Now let's crack on with this week's episode.
Hello, we are back. Another episode of Kidder Street Noise, and you'll see we are being recorded tonight. First episode with Rovers Chat.
Being joined King by Eddie.
Matthew Pollitt. How are you, Matt? You alright?
I'm good, mate. Good.
Good stuff. So, last week we started on the positive side. This week, I think we're going to start with the negatives. We're all still fuming from last night.
Yeah, just a little bit.
After I walked off last night, I was like, right, I just need to go home, sleep it off for 8 in the morning. Woke up and I was like, what happened last night?
Just another... Yeah,
there's ways and means of getting beat. And that last night is just unacceptable.
Yeah. We've not sinners.
And Cardiff, unacceptable. Luton, unacceptable.
Yeah. I was about to say, we've not sinners get beat well away from home this season yet. I mean, the games at home where we've been beat, like, we probably deserve more, but you can't say anything about the away games.
If you go for it, have a go, and still get beat. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hold your hands up. We've been beat by a better team.
But it's not acceptable to go to Wigan and not have a shot on target, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
We've just made it look easy for them. Like the centre back, the amount of times just ran out. Well, didn't even run out of defence. Just walked out of defence and just. Yeah. I didn't understand the setup. I didn't understand. They just seemed nowhere. Just like, what is the difference between Saturday if we played? Well, they made it look easy against Rotherham.
Saturday? That first half was... I know we're 1-0 up, but I weren't impressed, mate.
First 20 minutes were tough, weren't it?
I was thinking, Jesus.
I think that's one of the things that Dad said walking off, like... I haven't come off, like, thinking, wow, it was comfortable... And we made it look easy on Saturday, but it weren't unquote impressive.
Rotherham weren't up to much, were they? As soon as we went a goal in front, they weren't really interested.
The massive difference between the teams we've played in the past few weeks is that Rotherham didn't press us, didn't harry us, didn't get at us. Whereas Cardiff, Luton, last night, they were interfaces at us, at left back, at right back, at three centre back. Wing backs, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Inverted wing backs.
Rotherham couldn't be arsed doing that. So that played to our strengths, really. We had time to play it out. We didn't have a man straight on us going in a fish. Like,
yeah. I think like sometimes when you get a team that presses you, you can just, you're almost getting behind them quite easy. But Wigan was so deep yesterday, but they still managed to get in our faces.
If you've got the footballers to do it, the skillful ball playing footballers to do it, have we got them?
Our back five are good enough to do it, I think. Ayala's a good ball playing defender. Hayam's a good on ball. Wharton's good on ball. Hedges is good on ball. He's playing right back. Britain's class on the ball.
I thought last night, sometimes it's not even about having the players to do it, it's just playing it the right way. Like, you know, the amount of times we'll play out from the back and play like 30 passes before we even get up our own half.
Well, you can't play out from the back like that. Well, what really annoyed me last night was when the right back on Callum Britton, right wing, he was bombing down wing, and then he ran past manager and turned back and passed it back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Keep going. Go forward, make a forward pass.
There was one late on as well where Pickering overlapped, got the ball, and instead of crossing it, cut it back to Diaz, and like, you're both in the same position. There's a lot of pointless passing at the minute. Yeah. Like, you're 2 yards away from each other. You have it. You have it.
I think that the GoPros, that GPS stats about keeping the ball. That player doesn't want to be the one to give the ball away.
Yeah, play safe, passes on.
And then have a black mark
that
against his name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Instead of it going, pass completed. Shit, I'll give ball away. Black mark against my name.
But like, we'll obviously come on to this because Tyler Morton did all that on Saturday. Every pass was complete, but it was backwards or sideways. And last night, the thing is, right, so we had it in League One. We couldn't play Evans and Smallwood together because we were both defensive-minded. Yeah. Both played it backwards and sideways. We couldn't do it with Travis and Corey Evans, Bennett, like anyone who wasn't willing to drive with the ball. So playing Travis and Morton is not going to work in Championship.
No, well, for me, Travis is a stopper.
Yeah.
He's stop the player, give it nearest man.
Yeah.
Whereas last night, he kept stopping player, asking for it, and then just trying to make a forward pass, which he's never done in his life. And then there were one instance at second half, I think Kaminski had it, one of his centre halves had it for a free kick or something, offside it might have been, and Travis was like 2 yards away from the ball screaming for it, and the player's going no, and he's going give me the ball. And they give it him and he just launched it forward.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating thing. So like, we've got five at back who are all decent footballers, right? They've got Travis and Morton 6 yards away asking for the ball, and they're either passing it back or knocking a diagonal Brereton over the top.
Yeah,
any of them five players at back could play a diagonal ball. Lenehan did it last year.
Yeah, but it worked once, so now we do it all the time.
Yeah.
Instead of having a plan B and C, that plan A's worked once.
Well, you said last night that like there's a big gap between defence and midfield and attacking, and there's no one.
First, 70-80% of the game, I thought we didn't have a centre forward because everyone was out wide.
Yeah.
We went left, we went right, like, and then. And then they get it, looked across it in, and then no one there.
Yeah.
So like, what's going on here? Again.
I think that, like, as good as it was at the start of the season, that is maybe like one of the problems we're starting to see with that fluid front four. Like,
it wasn't a start of front four anymore, is it? It was almost 5-2-3.
That much free roam up front.
That movement's good when you make the right movements. Like, there's times we need to come to feet and there's times we need to run in behind, but it seems like it's like Pickering will get it at fullback and he wants to knock a ball into the channel over top and Brereton Diaz runs inside, or like then they're all at right. Well, it's either an 80 yard diagonal pass or a 40 yard chip into the channel. It's an easier pass.
Worked against Swansea though, didn't it? So they
playing
that way. Let's go with 3 or 4
3-0, weren't it?
But we desperately need a plan B at the minute.
Yeah.
Because this plan A, especially away from home.
Well, I think he's going to be forced into it now, isn't he? Because Ayala's injured. Well, he's gone off injured. We don't know how long he's going to be out for. But he's going to play four at back. And for me, it screams out 4-2-3-1 and having Dak at 10.
Yeah.
Well, playing five, effectively five at back against Wigan, who haven't won
at
home all
since
season.
April.
Yeah. Just like the first 10 minutes last night, you knew exactly how the match was going to pan out.
Yeah,
because it was slow. They were just pedestrian. The passing was just all over the place. That after the first 10 minutes, you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah,
I think it's always been like that. We're always on it, really. Like,
well, earlier on the season,
yeah.
That's what I mean. We've not. I don't think we've got a point from losing positions this season, which is worrying. Like, we've had opportunities, like the penalty against Cardiff.
Yeah,
we should have got a draw there. Yeah. But you can't even say that about last night because we didn't even have a shot on target.
No.
We didn't even. I don't think we had a touch in their box, apart from Diaz. Like, Dak had one later on where he ran out of play. But
put one wide in first half, didn't he?
Oh, when it like bobbled it through,
yeah.
Yeah.
He tried to cut one back to Smodic as well, but I mean, we didn't even get up to like 10 minutes because the stairs were like jam packed. Whereabouts were you sat?
I didn't get my actual tickets till yesterday morning, so mine was at the quiet end, like
at the right hand side,
N1 and N2.
Yeah.
There were quite a few just spaces up.
Well, Yates got the tickets early, so we were on the very left side, like closer
right
to the Wigan Youth. so we were like, we up the stairs, you couldn't move. Like, people just stood on the stairs. So we waited till half time and everyone went down and eventually found some like a chair to stand in front of. But yeah, like, missed the.
I'm glad. I'm happy standing in front of you, though.
I know, yeah. Even ponytail now blocks a view even more now. So the question I'm going to ask about last night is, this season, are we too nice?
Too nice in terms of what, though?
Do you remember?
Too nice as in not tackling people enough, or nice as in showing teams too much respect?
I just think like we don't have like a nasty, especially now Travis is captain, he has to show a bit more responsibility. We don't have like a nasty bone throughout our own team. So like last night they had James McLean at left back, who left someone on break. I think it was Britton second half.
Yeah,
you always get one in Championship, don't you? Where you can have a crunching tackle.
Yeah, whereas, just to get the crowd going.
Whereas if it's in Premier League, that's
don't get away with that anymore.
You're off. But that actual crunching tackle didn't come until Britton come on in about the 65th minute, when he went in, clattered someone.
Yeah, got back up and got the ball.
And all crowd going, hey, come on, let's go.
Sometimes it's not even a tackle, though. Like, if a ball gets pumped up to the centre forward, like, I don't want to come on the podcast and slate Gallagher, right? But even if you're not going to win the header...
No, he just spends all the time off the podcast doing that.
Yeah, that's just for Twitter, that. She's there for Twitter only. I'm not bothered if you don't win the header, but at least make it difficult for the centre-back to head the ball. And even if you give away a free kick in their half, it's not a massive deal. Yeah, if you just jump up and like smash into him...
Jump into him.
Yeah.
Not with elbows or anything. Just let him know you're there.
Yeah. And we don't do that. I thought Hurst was going to be that guy, but he's not.
He's turning out to be a bit of a disappointment so far.
Yeah.
Like, we've only seen him two or three games.
I mean, the penalties are no favours whatsoever, has it? Like, why he was allowed to take that is...
Yeah. Don't want to go back to that penalty. Really. He's gone now, but just think... we are too nice, I think. I mean, Morton's... A bit, he's obviously still a young lad, so he's lightweight. Travis isn't doing as much. Pickering's not going to go and crunch someone.
Morton last night, though, it's football basics. Don't piss about with it. Edge of your own box.
Well, he had the warning with a push on the back and a pull of the shirt. Just, that's his warning, isn't
just
it?
Just get rid of it.
Just,
if you need to, put it out for a corner.
He is always playing it backwards, so that's the only fucking option.
Don't do anything. No, sorry.
Just
don't do
what you did.
Don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. That's a problem.
I mean, it was his fault for the goal. The fingers pointed at the referee, but in the Championship, you can't really go down that.
I thought that first Wigan guy should have scored, though. He tried to chip him, didn't he?
Do you think Kaminsky could have done better with a save?
Yeah,
bit of a weak hand, weren't it?
Like chipped in him, weren't it? Like it was a weird one.
A little tiger clawing back into the box. But still, I don't know.
I think it's tough to blame Kaminsky.
Yeah, you can't blame Kaminsky. It's not his fault, but I think he could have done better with an initial save. But
his distribution this season has been pretty disappointing for me.
Some of the short goal kicks and the long goal kicks.
Well, especially his long goal kicks, either go straight to them and just go out. Yeah. Side back to the.
Don't say David Ray, dear. Don't say David Ray. We've never had as many balls at Riverside. but no, last night was poor. Yeah. I just think it's what I am. Can you put it behind us and just move on? No, but we're going to compare it because top five for this week. We're going straight into top five. We're not even going over Rotherham. We're doing worse the way it is. So. I'm not prepared. We're not prepared for this, Matt. So me and Lewis will go through ours. If you can think of any honourable mentions, and just feel free to jump in.
Luton
so,
is number one
this season. Luton.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, last season.
It's a shit.
0-0 last season.
It's an absolute hellhole.
Nah, do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
I'll go first because I feel like, well, I ain't got that many that you've got.
Trying to call us old.
What? Well, right, I mean, it's going to be that way, but every week we say the same thing because, like, me and Rob are like different ages, we have different top fives and all that. But my top five is number five, Preston in the 1920 season, 3-2 game over 2-0 up.
2-0 up after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Get beat 3-2.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Well, we should have got sacked after that.
We got sacked before that.
Well,
we got sacked after 4-1 season before. No, it was a terrible feeling off the ground that day.
It's always worse getting beat at your local rivals, but to be 2-0 up and celebrating like we were, to then go on and lose 3-2, it's just like an extra kick into it. Because it makes every celebration and everything you did beforehand like just feel like a dick.
Yeah.
It's like when you celebrate a goal and it's offside and home fans are just laughing at you. It doesn't make it worse, is it?
I say that in that 4-1 season before, Diaz scored his first goal, didn't he? It was scored offside. He was there, like, celebrating, and 10 seconds later, he felt like, right, okay. Four, I've got Reading last season. That was, beat us 1-0.
Did you come on our coach for that?
Yeah.
We always say, don't we, that it's Rovers away days, great day out.
Yeah.
Spoiled by 90 minutes.
Yeah. 2 hours is worse. 2 hours of football is worse.
Turns out to be the case, but yeah. I mean, galley slip, 6 yards out. That was shocking. That was like the first time I was kind of like, yeah, we're not getting playoffs, are we? Like, up till then, like.
Could have told you that in August.
We beat QPR like end of February and we're still like fourth, weren't we? So it's get on a bit of a run, get out.
Because Reading were bobbins that season as well, weren't they?
They
were like near the bottom.
They were like almost relegated. Weren't they?
I don't want in so many. Shock horror player Rovers.
The run busters.
Yeah. There you go, lads.
Are you struggling? Is there a new manager anywhere? Could we give him a lift?
Number three, I think this is one of the ones that both me and Rob have got, and that's Bolton in 14-15.
Yeah. Emil Heskey game.
Yeah, 2-1. Game.
At Boxing Day,
famous
that day.
Boxing Day. Famous for Damon's appearance on the pitch after Josh King's opening.
Subbed MLSK on at all time and changed the game. It was like 42-year-old MLSK changing the game and beating us. The thing is, when Rose went 1-on-1 and missed, like at 1-0, we knew we were going to get beat.
I think it paused off like 40 seconds, didn't it? It's not looking good already. Like. We had many chances that day, and you just go off ground thinking, "Have not won there." And how's Heskey scored?
Is it a fucking Zimmer frame?
He's dragging himself along in triple XL Bolton kit.
In second, and this speaks volumes about last night.
Last night was tough.
Wigan 22-23-1-0.
I think
it really were that bad. Like just the whole, I hated the whole night. Like I was sat on train home thinking, can't wait to get in bed.
Thing is that I don't like local away days because you get the people that only go to local away days.
Yeah.
So like you have to get like the shit songbook out, the Barmy Army, to get into them, the No Name Never 100 times a night. Like when you go like when you go on like a Craven F bus for like 3 hours, like the proper old songs, like the Terrace classics come out, and like you sing.
Salgado.
Yeah.
What's really shitty? Aberdeen at home,
Tom. Oh, God, that used to be.
It's about 8 years ago, that, wasn't it? We're in championship now.
Terrible song, that.
It needs to be retired.
The thing is, you can't even get like a new song going because if there's too many words in it, people won't learn it.
They were playing.
You have to, like, all you learn on a coach or a day or something, and then take it to your local boozer. Teach everyone and build it up from that.
Multiplies, isn't it?
Daniel Oyal was the best chant we got this season, and like no one sings it.
You invented it.
Well, I invented every chant. Richie Smallwood chant, Daniel Oyal chant, you name them.
Smallwood chant, that is like a bad word, isn't it?
See, that were another one. We're like, we're not even playing for us anymore. In our local away days, we're all singing it.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it.
And the worst away day is Oldham, 17-18.
League One season. That was shit. That.
Scrapping
I don't even know what to say about it. Scrapping after. And then Oldham fans thinking they were Burnley, singing Bastard Rovers and all that.
Yeah. I didn't know the classes as right. Well,
apparently, like, it's been there years, but it's miles away.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, before it's like an hour on train, can't
it? We haven't played them for years, so I don't know where.
Yeah. Not played them since, like, Division 1, 92 or something like that.
It all kicked off on Car Park, where coaches were. There were quite a few of them. Like, and they all just tried storming it. Soon got fucked off.
I don't remember that. I was on train, so I just walked straight back to the train
station. After that game, it was like the start of that 18 games, 17 game unbeaten run.
Yeah, 16 draws.
So that... Rob will sit here and slag Mowbray off till the cows come.
I'm brought back up this week. Stabilised on my side.
He stabilised.
Oh my god. Steadied the ship. Yeah, people will be watching this tomorrow from the Rovers 2 page. They'll be absolutely fuming that you're
on here. There's people now who the results and the performances are like they were under Mowbray, and people have come to accept it. So this season people are like, nah, don't worry about it, you can't win them all, the new managers, the projects, when games and performances are unacceptable, but people have become accustomed to
and
it,
the thing and is Mark, like,
yeah, it's fine, don't worry about it.
That kind of acceptance will wear away, won't it?
Yeah, but which is a poor mindset for me. The whole mindset needs to change.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't go like too overboard and say like.
No, the thing is, I expect Rovers to fight to win every game. Yeah. Like, at least you might. So what I hated more before is that he didn't try and win every game, and I can't really say Thomason's come in and changed that, because last night, I'm not going to say he didn't not try and win the game, because it weren't like we were defensive, we were just shit. It weren't like we set up to stop them or play for a 0-0. Like, but there were some games in Mowbray where he set up that, like, if we get beat 1-0, this is a good result. This, like, keep it tight against sort of bigger teams at least. Yeah. And I think Rovers, especially at home, we can beat anyone. Like, even at Prem, United, Arsenal, Liverpool, they always came to Ewood, give them a game.
The past three away games have felt like that. They felt like they would come for a 0-0 or don't get beat.
Yeah.
Because we're certainly not attacking. So it's like something needs to change soon.
But we don't feel that when we do play them games, we don't feel, like, say, overly defensive. It's like they just can't attack, or, you know, can't be.
They're just not doing it up front.
Yeah,
they're being told, though, to just piss about it with it.
I honestly don't.
Playing football, but with no real aim of getting anything from.
I honestly don't think they're good enough. I don't think Dolan's good enough. I don't think Smodic is good enough. The pass.
Not
so
Stoyville, as it's Smodic's.
It's that. So, like, if you keep the ball for like 15 passes in your own half, eventually one of them gets pinged out to the centre forward. It's up to him to either hold it, or that we're doing these little one touch offs. It's like a quick 1-2, like within 4 yards of space. If that touch goes wrong, it's gone.
Yeah, but and also, if you're pinging a ball to a centre forward, who's more often than not, is a little midget.
Yeah.
Centre half just stood there going, yeah, nice one, lads. Yeah,
cheers for that. And chesting it down above his head.
Sorry, come on.
Yeah, so I'll do my top five away days. You've already mentioned two of them, so I won't go through them.
It's a dreary podcast, isn't it, so far?
Straight on to M65 after this.
Yeah.
Bolton 2-1 in 2010, where we scored, Mama Juice scored late on to make it 1-1. Yeah. And Stuart Oldham scored a volley straight from kickoff and at Reebok, Breeze Block.
10-11, that.
Yeah, I remember Juice like chipping it over keeper, and then by the time he finished celebrating, he scored again. And it when they had that, I can't remember what song it was, but and them guys used to run down each side with big Bolton flags. Oh my god! The thing is, I don't mind watching, because I like watching fans celebrate. My idea when Rovers play a big team at Ewood, my ideal scenario is them go 1-0 up, watch them celebrate, and then us beat them 2-1. Like, you know, like when we played Leeds or Villa, because I want to see like the scenes in the way end. I like
Bounce is doing it. Yeah. Like,
but when you've just got like families like, get in the bin. That's why I hate Sweet Caroline at full time. I can't stand that scripted.
That is one of the things, like, if we were going to mention Rotherham first, I was going to say we need to bin off Sweet Caroline.
Sweet Caroline.
Like the guy that does like the.
At least I've got a feeling stopped.
Woo-hoo. I prefer that Sweet Caroline.
Good night, fucking loud as you can.
Can't even hear it.
No, I agree. I'd rather have that.
Yeah,
but I think I saw the guy that works in the studio at Ewood on match days, like follows the Twitter. So who knows? He might listen to the.
Might turn it up next week just to piss us off.
Well, maybe, but. Yep.
There were loads complaining first week about that. Were it
Thunderstruck,
ACDC, literally full whack.
Well, it was like old but isn't Riverside that was saying like.
We've got the Saturday just gone for Rotherham. He played Kanye West when they're walking out, but it weren't the actual Kanye West version. It was like a copy, It were an instrumental version, but someone else has done it. Yeah. It's like a YouTube download of someone playing it on violin or something like that. It's not the actual song. So I listened to it. That old player's coming out, everyone's clapping. I'm like, this is the right song. What's going on here? Coventry, the FA Cup replay in 2008 or 2009. They drew 2-2 at home when we had Allardyce. And we went away in the fifth round. There's Coventry. And they beat us 1-0. Leon Best scored. And he had that stupid nose mask on. That were a horrible day. Because like, a win puts it quarter final, and he changed. I think he made like 14 changes. I don't even know. He can't even make 14 changes, but he made like 9 changes from the week, team at the weekend. And he brought on. They went 1-0 down at the 60th minute, and he brought on Kalinich and someone else. Like trying to obviously survive the. Allardyce should have got sacked after that for me. Because like FA Cup's massive for all us, but
it's like now, like. For the past 5 seasons, we've forfeited the cups.
Yeah, thrown it away.
And it's extra income.
Yeah,
it's basically free money.
Yeah,
couple of episodes when we were talking about, you know, JDT coming in, that we said that is one of the things we want to see
a cup run
from this season. I was like top 10 and a decent cup run.
I think like
just get a nice FA Cup third round draw somewhere. And it's 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Well, even now, like West Ham in League Cup, I think it's like 45% of ticket revenue. If they sell out there, they're laughing, aren't they?
60,000 now, isn't they?
Yeah. So, I don't think they will sell out for us, but even like 40,000, it's better than a home game against Crewe.
Yeah.
Probably get beat off Crewe anyway. Did we not get beat off Crewe with more of a manager? We drew 3-3 at home, didn't we?
Yeah, and we won the replay.
Minus first round.
But we got beat off, like, last few years we've beat off some right shit in the League Cup, haven't we?
Yeah.
And Shrewsbury and
Northampton. Northampton beat us.
Northampton.
I remember that striker, he were on loan from Burnley, he scored in front of Darwin end, and he were going mad in front of like 14 of the fans.
Not, was that not the Morecambe striker?
Yeah, Morecambe, the guy, I've actually got a win on the worst away days, 1-0 against Yeovil Town. The championship season. It was the day, so it's not bad because of the game was shit. it were bad because obviously
they're
it's
like nationally, you know.
Yeah. So it was like 7 hours, obviously, from Blackburn. It was the day after Mad Friday. It was Saturday before Christmas. It was the 23rd of December. So it was freezing. And Yeovil's ground, is just, the away end, is just a ramp. There's no stands. It's a concrete ramp. There's no toilets. People just piss against the wall. Like, piss freezing, like, when it comes out because we're that cold. So me and Gambella went. We've been in liquid till like 4 in the morning. The bus for me will be setting off at 6. We got a taxi back to mine, showered, changed, slept all the way down there, just felt absolutely awful. Won 1-0 at last minute, and I didn't even celebrate out that cold. I was like, I just want to go home now. So I got home at like...
I remember when we played Blash Sports, when we played FA Cup Monday night live on BT Sport. Fucking hell, it was cold.
Is it North East Blash? Pardon? Is it up in North East Blash?
Yeah, it's like past Newcastle.
Yeah.
Like, right around border. Oh my god, we were absolutely freezing. We won 1-0.
Carlos still in a waiver.
Yeah. Just stood in this little 2 or 3 step stand behind that going,
please, ref, just blow the whistle, please.
Everyone in that stand got a collective shiver.
I've never come with Rovers ever again. Freezing.
Oh, we were talking about this the other day. Remember, were it Birmingham at home?
That was.
I ended up with frostbite on my feet. I had these stupid, like these thin trainers on.
Yeah.
And a thin pair of school socks. I thought it'd be right. Yeah. Fucking hell, it was cold that day. Really?
School socks? Are you dressing up for missus?
Well,
uniform.
Don't wear sports. Don't play sports.
We were talking about like when we walked down from where we parked in jeans, and like legs were like piss wet through, and we all got home.
The thing is, it was a lot worse. Like, I don't think people like sat in the Jack Walker realised how bad it was because like the wind was blowing
into Blackburn
and it was like
yeah.
raining.
Because where we sit in Blackburn End, you never get wet. We're like just at that point where the rain stops.
Yeah.
But that day we were all like all the way to upper tier that we getting soaked.
Like, I walked off ground that day.
Stayed on me.
Because we were 2-0 up, weren't we? Armstrong put us 2-0 up just after half time.
Yeah.
And they brought it back to 2-2, didn't they? So that was something that got me in classic mode, really.
Yeah.
I walked off ground that day. I was struggling to breathe. It was that cold.
I remember just getting home and we all, like, me, you and Dad just had, not together, we didn't have a shower together. But, like, Dad went for a shower. We were all, just like wrapped up in blankets, like just waiting for a shower, like one after the other. And then we just went and sat, watched the tea time game on BT or whatever.
I was straight to bed, to be honest. Like, I was shivering in bed for like the next 2 hours. Hyperthermia.
For about a week and a half, all my toes, they were all like, blistered and tingling. They were horrible. Absolutely horrible it was.
A horrible night, that. Right, so moving on from negative Wigan, worst away days. Rotherham at home on Saturday. 3-0 win. Easy peasy. Diaz double. Smodic had a decent game.
Yeah.
Goal and assist. Can't really complain.
The one exception to his bad start on Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
He played well. He took his goal really well.
Well, I'm
they're always nice to see them finishes where it
yet to be convinced about a new signing, you know what I mean? Like, Morton looks good on ball, but he's a bit too negative. Smodic, we haven't really seen him, but what we have seen of him
isn't enough.
Doesn't justify the money we paid for him.
Yeah, it looks iffy, let's say.
Yeah.
Haim looks,
I like how
decent.
Looks decent, but I'd like to see him just in a two.
Yeah, in a two, yeah. Him and Wharton.
Callum Britton, when he plays, looks good.
See, he looks fit when he comes on, though, so why is he not starting?
Well, it's a bit like Morbig and his issue on and his favourites in. It's like the right wing, right back, whatever we play.
Yeah.
It's who can he get in there?
Because like Hedges, I like Hedges, obviously I love Hedges, but
he's never been a right winger or right back, has he?
I don't think I've seen him use his right foot since he's signed for us.
I don't know, there's a place in team right back, go on.
Yeah,
I'll play there. Or being told to play there.
Right back has been that position for us for years, though, hasn't it? Like, Bennett.
We've signed Britton as a right back to do that.
Yeah.
You can play him.
Yeah. What did you think about Saturday?
I thought it was just pretty comfortable, right? But apart from that spell they had towards the end of the first half, they never really challenged us, did they? They never really.
Well, they played 5-2-3, same as us. Like, man for man, they're not going to be better than us. So I don't understand why they did that. Like, there's not one Rotherham player that I pick over our players.
No.
Like, man for man. No. Maybe that Tom Eaves, like, up front.
As we discussed before, was a massive difference. They weren't pressing us. If teams press us, get at us, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Rotherham didn't do it. So we came out pretty comfortable in the end.
Yeah.
I think, like, the Wigan thing just took life out of everyone, hasn't it? No one can be asked talking about the good stuff anymore.
Have they got a new manager yet?
Oh.
Middlesbrough.
I don't think so. They were interviewing Rob Edwards, weren't they, from Watford? He'll get appointed on Friday morning. He'll turn up in his kit.
I think it's been not announced, but it's been confirmed that it's going to be the caretaker. Is it Leo Percevic, is he called?
Is that the Greek guy?
I think so, yeah. And he's going to carry on for Saturday's game. And then I saw an article saying that they're in advanced talks to Michael Carrick, but he might be going to West Brom now, so...
Right. Let's just hope they don't get a manager, because we all know what happens.
Yeah. Beat us 1-0.
Brand new manager, a team like Wigan, haven't won at home all season. Player hasn't scored, blah, blah, blah.
Keeper's not saved a penalty. Not saved a penalty at Championship. Oh, here he comes. Massive save. Right. What happened this week in the Championship? Huddersfield 2, Hull 0. Did you watch that on Sunday?
Yeah.
Hull are bombing. Hull are shocking at the back.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? I mean, if you're getting beat 2-0, we proper hate Huddersfield, don't we?
Yeah, Huddersfield are down. Huddersfield are down. They're not good. They're warm. They're down.
But yeah, it really went the best. Hull had quite a lot of the ball in the second half, and they created quite a few chances, but just never looked like scoring at all.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I think they're a bit like us. Like, a lot of the players that we signed are a bit nice, a bit tippy tappy, not really interested in the fight. And I think, like, a lot of the teams who do well in Championship would be more up for a fight than they are going to be technically good.
Yeah.
Birmingham 3, Bristol City 0. Bristol City haven't won since they beat us.
Just a shock.
They beat us 3-2. And we said after that game, they looked brilliant. Nigel Pearce has done a great good job there.
Yeah. I watched them against, I think, Cardiff. Putting shelves up in my daughter's room and shed it on. Well, I had it on. and they battered him.
Yeah.
That's it, battered him. Not scoreline terms, because I think it was 2-0, were it?
Yeah.
Something like that. But they were brilliant. They were zipping it about everywhere. And then it's just gone tits up for them.
Yeah. Five games out of win. And
they're playing Preston, aren't they?
What, this weekend? No. Oh, is it now?
7:45, last night.
Yeah, it'll be last night when this comes out, yeah. I'm trying to get my head around that.
It's 10 o'clock on, then. We were on the game last night.
Blackpool, well, obviously we won 3-0, but we're not talking about that. Blackpool 3, Watford 1. Bilic out. He's lost as many games as Rob Edwards had all season. So Rob Edwards lost 2. Which won against us in his first 10 games, and he's lost 2 out of his first 3.
Watford are a strange team for me, because...
And it's completely stupid that he sacked Edwards
when they was playing down here, Watford, when they looked forward, going forward, sorry, they looked really dangerous, but half the players just looked like they couldn't be asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We said that, the attitude absolutely stinks, doesn't it? Like, and I don't know how a manager can change that at all.
Apart from shipping them out, but you can't just do that, can you?
Yeah, well, he has to wait until January. Yeah. Promotion could be over by then for them. Burnley beat Coventry 1-0 away. Not scoring many goals, are they?
No.
Just not conceding many either, apart from last minute ones, so.
I look at the table, I can't believe they've had 7 draws.
Burnley?
Yeah.
I know.
Only one defeat.
A few Burnley fans are kind of saying that it sounds like a bit like us, that they're passing it for passing's sake.
Yeah.
And they get to the final third and they're like, shit, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't really have like a number nine. Or they've got, like, I know Jay Rodriguez playing there, but he's not a out and out centre forward to get you 30 goals. And I don't know who else is there, to be honest. I've not watched them.
Jay Rodriguez never going to get 30 goals, is he?
No. But usually, like the promoted teams, usually have that one striker up front who gets you 25 plus that will get you promoted in end.
Yeah.
Millwall 2, Middlesbrough 0. Could Middlesbrough go down?
If they get a new manager, no. Well, soon. Hopefully not before Saturday.
But, I mean, they've spent a lot of money, so they've got a decent squad, but...
It's one of them, isn't it, where you buy a load of players...
It takes them a while to bed in.
Can you get them to gel and bed in?
I think they'd be fine, mate. It'd be a big shock if it went down, really, wouldn't it?
It's going to be a tight this season. I think it'll be like... It'll be the lowest amount of points getting playoffs in for years, and it'll be the lowest amount of points promoted, and it'll be the highest amount for relegation, I think, because everyone's that close. I just don't see anyone running away with it. I think like playoffs for the last 5 years have been like 70 points or something like that. I think it'd be like 62-63 this year.
It was like the highest in, might have been the highest ever actually when we went down, wasn't it?
We 52 points.
I mean, yeah. Similar, like,
52 might get you in playoffs this year.
That'd be alright, wouldn't it?
Norwich 2, Preston 3, game of the weekend. I don't think anyone expected that.
Preston can't score. And then they go to the best team and score 3. What's going on there?
Some Rovers
are doing. It's just a champ. Well, Rovers won't win. We'd score 3 and get beat 5-3 as well. Stoke beat Sheffield United 3-1. Good response after getting. Do you think?
They're just plodding along nicely. Started off pretty poor though, didn't they?
Yeah, they've changed manager now though, haven't they? Alex Neil.
They're just slowly building up. I think they're in a bit of a dark horse, mate.
Alex Neil's a top manager. It won't be long before he gets an actual proper job.
Scotland?
No, he won't get a Scotland job. Won't sack Steve Clark. Right?
Yet.
Legend.
So you get beaten in the Nations League.
Yeah, we've been promoted. We're in Group A now. Top of the league.
Let's wait and see till who they get in this new group. When
have you seen the meme where it's like England, Wales, and Republic of Ireland in Group B, and like looking up at Scotland in Group A, like how'd you get up there? Yeah. I don't know. Swansea beat Sunderland 2-1. 4 wins in a row for Swansea. Sunderland just no strikers.
Mowbray.
I'm not wrote Mowbray, but that's what I want to say.
I mean, may as well title the episode like Mowbray.
Thing is, I listened to the Championship Chat podcast. They've got no strikers. Everyone's injured. I said Mowbray were playing out right wing and left wing anyway, so they still won't have strikers when they come back from injury. West Brom 0, Luton 0. Bruce out finally gone.
Poor chap's been hounded out. He's been out.
Yeah.
When the news came out,
he's been hounded out.
Well, he got hounded out of Newcastle, didn't he? And now he's been hounded out of
West Brom.
When the news came out on Monday morning, I think everyone just looked at the phone and said, "All right."
He always ends up in like a good job. Whoever gets sacked next at Championship, he'll end up there.
Yeah.
He's just that kind of manager that just seems to get a job everywhere he goes.
There's quite a few that seem to be on that kind of like merry-go-round, isn't there? Yeah. Like Allardyce is one. And
gets out car for a Mackey's and ends up with a new job.
Yeah.
Wigan 1, Cardiff 3. Hudson's done alright since he got caretaker role. Obviously beating us.
Has he been giving it permanently?
No.
Should have started going tits up then.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as he gets a permanent job, that'll be it. They'll be losing 5 on bowls. QPR 2 Reading 1 was a Friday game. Did you watch that?
No, I was working Friday night.
End to end, it was just a typical champ. It was a good game to watch, really. What else has happened in this week in football? So qualifying groups came out for Euros.
Yeah.
England have got Italy, Ukraine, North Macedonia and Malta.
Yeah.
Confident.
Qualify for that this morning.
Yeah.
Well, Italy didn't qualify last time, so they didn't qualify the World Cup in there, so they'll like be looking to.
They've been absolutely dog shit since they beat us in the final.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people said
British
like.
Standard England.
Like when they beat England in the final, that was with the 32nd game.
We are losing. Yeah.
Like now people are saying like they're not qualified for this World Cup. So how many of them games were like, you know, did they actually like win because of how good they were?
And
how many was it because of the opposition they were playing?
Most of the games you play, do you?
Yeah.
Like guineas, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not in Nations League now, though, but like, if you get put in the right group, obviously, then.
It's a decent format, like, it gets a bit complicated towards the end.
Yeah. Like, it's when the playoffs come into it and stuff like that, it's been a bit awkward. Because,
yeah.
Like, obviously, we won our group, so we're guaranteed playoffs. But I think, like, guaranteed playoffs, and it's like the top six, second best thingy. I don't know how it works. It's just too confusing. But Ukraine's not an easy game away. If you play them in a way, it'd be in Poland, won't it?
Yeah,
North Macedonia, there's some bad memories there for England fans. So,
yeah.
But Malta, that'll just be a nice holiday for most people, won't it?
I think everyone was looking at that game like, hoping that, you know, that it'd fall like, over the summer months, and it's like middle of June, and everyone's like, yes.
Yeah. Take it wife 2 weeks away, Malta.
Wife and kids, like, where are we going tonight?
Just going to go out by myself for tonight. You stay in a hotel. I've left you at wristband. Get yourself some drinks. So Scotland got Spain, Norway, Georgia, and Cyprus. So Spain's obviously.
Spain and Norway might be a little dangerous there.
Yeah.
Well, Holland. Spain definitely. But
the thing is, though, last time I think it was 2016, we could have qualified. We had Ireland in our group and stuff. We beat Ireland at home. To go like we only needed a point or a win to qualify, and then we got beat off Georgia away 1-0, and that's
stopped.
Is
it this time that there's under 84 teams who some stupid amount?
It's 32 in it.
Is it still 30? Oh no, it's the World Cup next one in it.
Yeah.
48. So there's half a world.
Is it not?
Yeah, there's loads.
Is it not 48 teams in the next World Cup?
Sure, it'd be you guys. As well to basically get Wales and Scotland.
Has the Euro not just gone up though? Like the last time?
Well, I mean, imagine World Cup 2016. World Cup 2018. You have Madagascar qualifying.
Yeah.
Scotland, man.
Democratic Republic. Scotland
and miss out in playoffs. All right, let's talk about Bradley Dack. So Olivia Attwood did a Q&A on Insta, and someone asked her about, is Bradley Dack leaving?
Yeah.
She put, I don't want to leave. Everything happens for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like she would put out the
window. If I'm Bradley Dack now, and I'm being brought on 87th, 88th, 89th minute every game, I'm banging up manager's door saying, loan me out or sell me genuinely.
Yeah. Well, we're not scoring, so surely he's knocking at the door saying, like, you need me. We're not scoring goals away from home.
Two brand new knees. I need to be playing.
Like Robocop, going into office.
Yeah, if I'm Dak, I'm going mad.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a story on him, but I can't really tell it on
on the podcast. Like, so tell us after. We'll share it.
I can tell you it, like, now, but as long as you... Get rid of it.
Well, we'll talk about it after it's finished. We'll keep your secrets off YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Thomason was asked about this thing that he's doing of like playing first team players in like the 23s and what have you, but Dak's barely been playing apart from tonight, and he scored tonight just before we started, but Dak hasn't been involved in them games, so you're thinking like, why is he not playing at all?
Yeah, if you realise you're not going to put him on for the last 5 minutes, we'll let him play in 21s then. What's the point?
There's a reason. Well, there's a part of the reason anyway.
What, does he not want to play for 21s?
He does, you know, like, he just wants to play football.
Yeah.
But there's a bigger reason behind it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you after.
Oh my god.
Matt being proper cryptic here.
I'll I get certain people in a bit of bother.
Yeah, in serious bother, yeah. But yeah, looking at a Twitter like, you sent me like a screenshot of Twitter likes and stuff, and it's all like people slagging off Thomason for not playing Dak. And
but when he's come on, like, I know that it's hard to influence a game in 2 minutes.
Definitely.
Of course it is.
Or 5 minutes, or 9 minutes with injury time.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be lucky if you get 5 touches.
Yeah. So, that's what I mean, like, it takes you like a couple of minutes just to get your bearings, like get a touch in. Yeah. But
if you're going to bring him on, you have to bring him on 60, 65, 70.
Yeah.
Give him a good 20 minute, half an hour.
Yeah,
bring
I agree.
Bring him on 88 to 90 minutes. It's not good to anyone.
No. He needs to. I think he needs to start. He's still our best player when he starts. And I just think. What. He's one of them players that needs to start, because if you need 5 minutes to get used to the pace of the game and stuff.
When we play Blackpool, like, it's tied towards end, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But he was looking to create things.
Yeah, and he'd already made the difference in the game.
And that pass through to Beveridge.
I don't think there's any other player in Rovers team that's played
that. He's the only player on pitch because of that. So.
And at this moment in time, that's what we need.
Yeah,
we need we need that killer forward pass.
Yeah,
not just a one dimensional sideways, backwards.
Yeah,
well, especially with the way we're playing, because like if you play out from the back and take that much time about it, you're going to need them killer back, because you're not going to get that many openings.
No,
you know, unless you're more direct. But whether we will be in the next few games,
we'll see.
Thomason, isn't it?
We'll see. Right. So it's time for this week's quiz. Do you know how the quiz works?
I can't say I've listened to a podcast to
be right. So
apologies,
right, get out. Right, so there's 10 questions.
Yeah, go on.
Right. So you have to pick a number between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
You'll get that question. If you get it without the options, you get 2 points. But if you ask for the options and get it right, you get 1 point. Right? So
this could go out.
Do you want to go first or second?
Yeah, go on, I'll go first.
Right, pick a number between 1 and 10.
I'll have number 6.
Number 6, right. That's a tough start.
Nice one. You could have lied. Just give me an easy one.
Who is our current most expensive signing from Tuesday's opponent, Sunderland?
From Sunderland?
Yeah.
We signed them from Sunderland?
Yeah.
Team.
Well, he don't play for us now.
Oh,
like,
right.
Like, as it stands, he's the most expensive signing.
From Tuesday's team.
No. So, right. Playing Sunderland on Tuesday, who's our most expensive signing from then?
Still have no idea.
Do you want the options? Yeah. Is it A, Elad Diouf, B, Jordi Gomez, C, Danny Graham, or D, Matthew Kilgallen?
Going for an outsider, I'll go Kilgallen.
Elad Diouf.
Yeah.
2.5 million.
I didn't think he came from Sunderland.
Yeah, no, neither did I. I thought he signed from Bolton.
Yeah,
I thought he signed from Rangers.
Elad Diouf, you were at Rangers after us.
Yeah.
I've never said that.
Lewis, your pick. Any number apart from 6?
Number 8.
Number 8, another tough one. Get in.
Start.
Who did Sunderland buy from us for a fee of 2.5 million in the summer of 2005?
I was 2, Matt.
Nice. Well, Matt might have picked 2, Matt, and all it. So nice. I can't just do the questions based on your age. Don't the options?
Yeah.
A, David Thompson. B, John Stead. C, Gary Flitcroft. Or D, Niels Erik Johansson.
Niels Erik Johansson.
No, it was John Stead. Right, Matt, any number apart from 6 and 8?
Yeah, I'll have 1.
1. Well, who was the last player to score in a win against Wigan at the DW Stadium?
Options.
Is it A, Matt Derbyshire, B, Craig Bellamy, C, Benny McCarthy, or D, Santa Cruz?
That Santa Cruz one was, well, yeah, probably scored a few, but that was when he put that Christmas out of mine. Can't remember last time we beat Wigan, so let's just have a guess. It's Santa Cruz, do I know this one as well?
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Corey Evans, isn't it?
No. He wasn't even an option. How is it Corey Evans?
Wasn't that a 2-1 win where he scored?
No, he drew 1-1 that day when he scored the world, eh? Yeah. Last time he won was 2007. Benny McCarthy scored the last one in a 3-0 win. Matt Derbyshire, like, Bellamy, McCarthy, Santa Cruz. It's Corey Evans. Right, one's done.
I only listened to the question.
Right, go on. Here we go. The pick is a number.
What did Matt pick?
He picked one. So there's 1, 6, and 8 gone.
I've got 5.
Who scored the winner the last time he beat Middlesbrough away?
Let's go for options because I can't remember.
Is it A, Sam Gallagher, B, Lewis Travis, C, Ben Brereton Diaz, or D, Joe Rothwell?
This is recent, then. DL.
Great goal as well, I think. If it's the one I'm thinking of, it would be a great goal.
You're wrong then.
we didn't win there last season, did we?
1-1 last year.
Yeah. Lewis Travis?
No. It was Joe Rothwell. There was one where Harvey Elliott squared it and he ran through. Oh, defenders left it.
I was thinking of Sam Gallagher's
one. Yeah, the one from edge of box.
Yeah.
I think the Joe Rothwell one was when Branthwaite kicked that guy in the head early on. And worn up with fuming.
Yeah.
Right. No points so far.
This is going well.
Matt, 2, 3, 4, 7, 9, or 10?
Half 10.
Which former Sunderland man won the European Golden Boot?
I don't know this one.
The only man I can think of, and the only, well, they had two prolific goal scorers, but I'll go for Kevin Phillips.
Correct.
Get in there.
2 points. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I was thinking Niall Quinn, but he
was one of the options. It was Phillips, Jan, Niall Quinn, or Tori André Flo.
Sorry, under 4, yeah, but he was
more
Chelsea though, weren't he?
Yeah, Chelsea Rangers. No, we've not had number 4 yet.
Number 4.
Who was the last number 22 to score a penalty in front of the Darwin end?
I'm joking.
You picked the question. Now I could do.
Nikola Kalinic.
Where have you got that from?
No, it's cheating.
Have you just seen that? Stuart's
How inquiry. Good is that?
Have you just seen it?
Stuart's no. Inquiry.
I've not seen it.
Oh, yeah, it is Nikola Kalinic. How did you know that?
I don't know, something just clicked.
Oh, oh yeah, honestly, classic. No, honestly, classic it is.
Honestly, Rob.
Who was it against? For a bonus point, who were it against?
That League Cup game.
You researched it. League Cup game against who?
Peterborough.
You cheated.
Oh no, listen, I can explain this.
I watched the 2010-2011 season review on YouTube and it came up.
No, that was my first game at Ewood.
Were it?
Yeah.
How did you know you were number 22?
5-2.
Yeah, I did win 5-2.
So I've got all the scores on the goal for them.
Stewards, please.
I can't leave with equaliser. I thought Matt had won it with that. Right, Matt, 2, 3, 7, or 9? 7. In the famous moment during Netflix series Sunderland Till I Die, who beat Sunderland in the playoff final at Wembley?
Charlton Athletic.
Correct. Another 2 points. Right, Lewis, 2, 3, or 9?
4-3, that anyway. That a good game, wasn't it, that Charlton?
I think it was 2-1. Patrick Bower scored it. Patrick Bower scored it last minute, didn't he? And we went to Preston. Right, Lewis, 2, 3, or 9?
3.
Who was our last league draw against?
Celtic pre-season. Oh, Bournemouth beat us. We won at Preston. One at Birmingham. Did we play before Preston. Got beat off Peterborough. Who was the other Stoke beat as Easter Monday?
Are you asking me? You need to answer. Do you want the options?
Well, no, because I'm trying to get me an extra point, you know.
Come on. Tease out
Coventry.
Oh, no, it was the one after Coventry. Blackpool. Lucky. Yeah, you should have. Coventry was in the options, so he wouldn't have helped you.
I'll have number nine, please, Rob.
Number nine, right. Saturday's result was our second 3-0 win of the season, with the goal scorers from Saturday each scoring one in the previous occasion. Who scored the other goal?
What?
Come again. So Saturday's result against Rotherham was our second 3-0 win of the season,
right,
with the goal scorers from Saturday each scoring one goal in the previous occasion. But who scored the other goal? So the last time we won 3-0, who scored apart from the two that scored on Saturday?
Well, they were Swansea, obviously. So let's go far. I'm in Calador watching it on Sky Sports News. Let's play it safe and give it options.
Was it A, Sam Gallagher, B, Tyree Stolen, C, Lewis Travis, or
Travis.
D, Ryan Hedges?
Travis, he scored two, didn't he? No,
he scored last minute.
Yeah. He scored 2 weeks on trap, didn't he? So.
Yeah. So, Lewis, you can't win from here.
Lucky
so, on. But you've got... this question, you're not going to get this question anyway, so you don't even make it close. Who was the last Irishman before Sammy Smodic to wear the number 8 shirt for Rovers?
Options are:
is it A, Stephen Reid, B, Alan Judge, C, Anthony Stokes, or D, Jack Byrne?
Come on, you can't win, sir.
I know, but pride in it.
Consolation.
Last minute, 7-0 down.
Grab it, ball out back at net.
First option,
Stephen Reid.
Alan Judge.
It was Jack Byrne.
Was it?
Yeah. Can't believe he wore a number 8 for us. I don't remember him playing for us. The one on loan from City. Coyle's season. Coyle signed him on loan and released him in Jan.
I was thinking for some reason we had him on loan League One season. I was like, Chapman was number 8.
Was it? It's even worse.
It'd be good for like 3 games in League One.
Yeah. Right, that's us done.
Thank
quiz.
Very much,
yeah. Cheers, Matt, for joining us. I'm sure we'll get loads of comments.
First
like
on the quiz.
I'm the most hated man on
the Rovers 2
Facebook page. So people go, oh, it's that dickhead.
Jordan Marsden.
Not listening to him.
I don't want to call all the people out. So there's Jordan Marsden that don't like you. Dave Morrissey don't like you, but he's left the page. He announced that last week.
There's a few.
Absolute club statement about leaving page on Facebook.
With corner flag picture above it. Statement, Rovers 2. Hey, cheers, Matt.
Thanks
to Dan from Rovers Chat for supplying the equipment to record. And we'll be out Thursday. I'm going to say we'll be out tomorrow, but when you're hearing it, it won't be tomorrow.
It's out today.
When you're listening to it,
it's out. And we'll be back after Sunderland.
After the Mowbray derby, we'll be back. Hey, cheers, lads.
Shit's gonna hit fan.
I'll be on pitch, mate. Why did you do that for us? Hey, see you in a bit.
Right, see you later.
Thank you.
Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.